This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good way to start the hour, right? We have the whys, the wherefores, and the why nots. Why not spend an hour talking about what's going on in the world of news talk radio? What else have you got to do with your time? Jennifer has nothing else better to do, and neither does Jay, neither do I, so here we are. Right? Ready to go through the charts, or as they say here in New England, the chats.
The chats.
Right, chart chat. Chat chug. Jennifer, why are you so quiet? Come on, let's go.
Sorry, I've been a little under the weather.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
This week.
You have?
Oh, yeah. I've been off a lot. But I'm here. I'm happy.
Yeah, you sound like you got a cold or flu.
Well, this is about the best you've gotten all week. So there.
Really?
Okay. You saved it for Doug.
That's right.
Just appreciate what we've got.
Okay. And let's go with it. All right. So our job here, for those of you who may be new, this is a piece that goes with the Fish Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week we do that with Michael Harrison. And so I asked Jennifer Horn from KRLA and the Good Day program to sit with us for the hour, along with Jay Kirshner, who is my compatriot every day on the Good Day program, to exercise the freedom that they have to speak their minds about some of these issues. And I always go to Jennifer. There's always a lot of talk about Trump when she's around. I'm going to start, however, with a lady whose name I'm not sure I can pronounce correctly. LaFonza Butler, is that correct?
That's
LaFonza?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It is correct. All right, so
I don't think any of us would have known her name about a week ago this time.
No. And so why is she a good candidate? The Dianne Feinstein passing away, she's on the people list. So this lady is supposed to be a successor. The only thing that I can see here, and pardon me for being blunt, is that she checks all the boxes.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people in California are thinking, even people who are in Gavin Newsom's own party.
Yeah.
Because a lot of Democrats and a lot of black women were ticked off about Gavin Newsom's decision, which clearly he already had made, because we just learned about Dianne Feinstein's passing last Friday, and then by Monday he already had this woman's name out there. So a couple things to know. First, she does not even live in the state of California. Her residence is in Maryland.
Fab.
She was removing Maryland from her Twitter profile and from her Wikipedia bio. And I'm not trying to disparage her. I'm sure she's a great businesswoman. It's just why the senator from California. And so Gavin Newsom had promised to appoint a black female senator for his next pick. So a lot
of
black
females. They got a threefer because she's not only black.
She's lesbian as well.
She's lesbian too. Yeah.
But a lot of black females in California were pretty outraged that he would look out of state to find that requirement that he had committed to, including our Secretary of State, who happens to be black, Barbara Lee, who's already in the race for Senate. A lot of people are upset with Gavin Newsom, but of course you have to dig deeper. So she doesn't live in California. She checks boxes, but why would she be the one? And if you look into who her political allies are, she was like the top person for Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris used her for fundraising, used her for advice. And if you don't
Susan Rice has to be in this mix someplace.
Well, if you don't think that behind the scenes, Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom are not the biggest example of frenemies on the planet, they know they're going to end up going after each other at some point for the presidency, whether it's this time around or it's next time around. At some point, they will be
out. And neither of them are any good.
And neither of them like each other at this point. You know, they know where each other's bodies are buried. And so Newsom plucking one of the top people out of the Kamala Harris column, a lot of people feel like that was more than just finding California senator also.
No, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. A political decision made on the best interests of the politicians making, that's unheard of.
Hard to imagine, isn't it?
It is hard to imagine. And so we'll make a quick leap from that into this fiasco this week that is number one, the McCarthy ouster. As much as I'm reluctant to have these conversations on the Good Day program, we did have some focus, because I actually got to the point where I thought McCarthy was doing a decent job of putting things together.
You were happy.
Yeah, right. There it is.
I blame you, actually. Yeah.
Thanks very much. So now we have this idiot, and that isn't even a good enough name for him. Some of my friends who listen to me say, why do you call people names? And it shows a lack of intelligence on your part. When it comes to Matt Gaetz, I can't think of a word that's bad enough other than,
I have a whole different take on this.
Well, that's why you're here.
Here's the thing. First of all, I would like to thank them because I was homesick this week, and so it was very entertaining. Something I had never seen before was watching the speaker vote. That was exciting.
Yeah. You need to get a life, Jennifer.
Look, I wanted one this week. I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a couple of things going on, and I don't think anybody's all wrong. I think that Kevin McCarthy did a couple of good things. I think Kevin McCarthy was faced with really difficult circumstances into which to operate as speaker, partially self-inflicted when he agreed that one person could oust him from Congress to become speaker. That was like signing his death certificate, unfortunately. And then I also think that he made promises to conservatives that he did not keep. And that includes something that I think you would back, Doug, which is the promise that he would do clean resolutions for money, basically. So each spending bill would have to just have one thing in it. He committed that to Republicans when he took on the speaker's gavel and did not deliver. And the, you know, kind of the dotting of the I's and crossing the T's on that death warrant we talked about was when he kicked the can down the road for another 45 days with just a continuing resolution to keep the government open and not really dealing
with our problems. Isn't that in the best interest? Yeah, not dealing with them, but if you dealt with them, the government would have shut down. And as many times as we've had this conversation on the air and off the air about shutting the government down, it's really not in our best interest as taxpayers to have the government shut down.
Right, but it's also not in our best interest to have all these huge omnibus bills that also cost us a ton of money. And you and I have talked about this for a long time. So in many ways, I don't think there's any real heroes here, but there is a place for people like Matt Gaetz and, unfortunately, other side of the aisle, AOC, and the people who find themselves in front of microphones and being loud, and that is that they keep the people who are on the other side of the or on the same side of the aisle a little bit honest. I can't say that I thought it was the wisest move to dump Kevin McCarthy as the speaker, but today, as we sit here, I'm glad he's gone with the idea that Jim Jordan could be the Speaker of the House. I think he's going to do a better job. Mm-hmm. I think he is going to be more of a good steward with our money. And truly,
so why didn't he get elected in the first place then?
Because he never ran for speaker. I think he would have, actually. Mm-hmm. But this is the first time that he said that he believes he's the one who can unify the Republican Party, and I think he really is the only one. There are a lot of people out there going, oh, Trump needs to do this, blah, blah, blah. No. Trump's got legal problems and wants to be president. Trump does not need to be Speaker of the House, particularly, and I don't want anybody who's new to Congress to be Speaker of the House at this point, because you have to know procedure to get things done. And someone like Jim Jordan, who's been there for a while, I think if he is elected next week, I will be a happy girl. And I think eventually you would be, too, knowing how you feel about how our spending goes.
I am very much concerned about our spending, also concerned about his ties to Trump. So let's see if he can be
McCarthy
an independent thinker.
McCarthy has him,
thinker.
Too. I mean, every Republican has him. He's the leader of the Republican Party. So whether you like Trump or not, I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find
about
a Republican
liking,
who isn't tied to him in some way.
It's not about liking or not liking Trump. It's about somebody who, of all of the things, all the charges, you can say what you will about Trump and the legal issues that he's facing. That's number two this week on the countdown.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be something to some of this. Maybe not all of it. Who knows at this point? But here's a guy that could be in jail or be
could
faced
be,
with if he was in. Hold on, let me just finish. I don't fall victim. I don't think I fall victim. What I'm concerned about is what the future is in a big picture world of this country, and at the moment, this country is in shambles because of the egotistical. I don't know. It doesn't make any difference at this point.
It was doing pretty good under Trump, the guy that you think is so
bad. But Jennifer, we're not there now.
Under Biden,
we all agree. Or I don't know whether we all agree, but I agree that Biden is a horror show. But that doesn't mean that we should jump into or ought to have somebody who is in a prestigious, the most prestigious job in the world, who's facing all kinds of things. Biden and his family, they shouldn't be there either.
Then vote for someone else.
I am the guy who's governor of Virginia. He's gotten my attention this week, and
he's not in yet. So you might want to pick someone in the race.
It's like going to do a write-in vote.
Yeah, I'm running in. Yeah. Anyway, so that's that. that's that fiasco, and it is a fiasco. One of the things that also is really a problem, the whole business of the migrants. And I just watched a story on the local news here last night about how many, there's 100,000 of these people wandering around in Massachusetts alone. Where else? They're going to almost every state. They're just bringing these people by the busload and dumping them. And the taxpayers are having to foot the bill. The governor of Massachusetts said in an interview last night, when she was asked, well, what are you going to do about this? She says, we're going to the Biden administration for money. Huh? How's that fix the problem? Mm-hmm. Does it fix the immediate problem? Maybe. Except no matter what, you and I, whether it's on the state level or the national level, are paying for this outrage. And there doesn't seem to be a realistic overview, either by Republicans or Democrats, as to what to do with this. And if there is a good idea, it isn't being implemented, because look at the mess. And it's just further tearing down the fiber of our country. It just is awful. Okay, I guess I've said all there is to say about that, because I hear secondary
The border's a disgrace. And now this week they're coming out saying they want to build the wall. I mean, I know you don't want to hear what I have to say, which is that
if they had just left those
Trump policies in place, we wouldn't be in this situation.
I don't disagree with that. And for 1 minute, I've said many times I thought the Trump approach was the best way.
All of that money, ripping down walls, and now they say secretly, quietly, they want to build the wall again. Like, what are you doing?
Just wasteful.
Yeah, completely incompetent. That's it. So do we get what we deserve here? That's the question. It's 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly 3 times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Start battery month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streak. Can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner going through social media, which is what we do during the Good Day program during this portion of the hour, checking out some of the social media news and your comments on social media as to some of the issues of the week. The folks at X, I notice, have removed. This sort of goes, I want you to tell your story, Jay, about what we put up on Facebook, you put up on Facebook this week. This sort of reminds me of the X thing. They've stopped showing headlines on articles.
Oh, this is actually a good idea what X is doing. But what happened with Facebook was we posted something from the...
This is us. This is the Good Day program.
Yes, right? Yes. And it was something about a lot of physicians and how they stand against mask mandates and why, and that some of the conversations that they may be coming back and how it would be wrong to bring them back. Well, it was up there for a few hours and it had some remarks and comments, and then all of a sudden it just disappeared from Facebook altogether. I posted it again and it's still there this time. But it was just one of those things, like, it completely disappeared. However, it was still on the other social media that we posted as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those of, like, interesting. And we've had that happen before with any of the conversations surrounding COVID, where it will say it did not reach anybody, nobody saw it, and it's kind of like you can tell.
We blocked it, so nobody
You can
would
tell
see
when
it.
Things get shadow banned. Yes, exactly. But with this, with X removing article headlines in the latest platform update, what they're doing is when you share a link, it'll still show the main photo of the article, and you can still get to the article. It's still linkable. They're just removing the headline. And I think, personally, that's a really great idea, because how many people only read the headline and then
you
they just look up the rest
it.
Of the story? They don't actually go to the article and read the article. So with this, of removing headlines, and we also know that a lot of headlines can be tricky, where they just try to grab your attention, and then the article itself states something else.
Right. So is this aimed at, you think that Musk is thinking that deeply? Or actually, even, does Musk make these decisions on his own? After all, the Forbes list of the wealthiest people in the world came out this week, and Musk is worth $259 billion. So does he sit around? He has nothing better to do than sit around and make this stuff, rules and laws, and that's how I want to build this company, or does somebody else do it in his name? We blame Musk for this because he's on the top of the totem pole, but Is he coming up with this stuff, do you think, himself?
Wow.
I give him credit for a lot of the stuff. I mean, now he's got a new CEO in place, but I think he gets a lot of credit for some of the free speech stuff that's been going on. Clearly, he's made the order to loosen up the algorithm so people can post again.
Well, and also with the misinformation stuff, if somebody does post something that is just completely wrong, he gives other Twitter users the power to say, like, give their own thoughts of, hey, this is inaccurate and here's why, and cites, give actual sites for where people can go get more information.
Did you see the cover of Newsmax this week? Neither of you?
No.
Newsmax has a picture of Musk and Zuckerberg on the cover, and it's the usual, you know, the reference of the two of them together. Are we going to have a grudge match here or what? And what's the story behind the story with the two of them? And are we being well served by having these guys who are worth all this dough? They determine what it is that we see, what we read, what we hear, only if you let them. That's, if you let your life be influenced by all this social media crap, then, you know, you're going to get what you deserve. It's kind of like government. You keep voting the way you're voting, and you see the results of it. It's all around us every single day. All right, so we asked a question on our various social media. The handle is at Good Day Networks, for those of you who want to on board. Which news stories are you paying the most attention to? I see Jenny says McCarthy. Yeah, most of these, oh, here.
Pretty much.
Carrie says I'm tired of, oh, Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. And the Kansas City Chiefs being everywhere.
People have a theory about that being fake.
All right, hold on a second. We'll talk about that. Number 10, that is, this week on the...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is expected to endorse Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan to be the next Speaker of the House. Yesterday, Texas Representative Troy Nels claims on X he and Trump spoke on the phone and that Trump will be endorsing Jim Jordan. But Trump on Thursday also threw his hat into the ring as well, telling Fox News that he would accept House speakership for a short period while Republicans figure out who will succeed Kevin McCarthy. UAW President Sean Fain is expected to address union members today on where contract negotiations with Detroit's Big Three automakers stands. Fain announced more walkouts over the past couple of weeks. There has reportedly been progress made in talks with Stellantis and Ford Motor Company. It's reported Ford has made a significant offer. It includes a large pay raise and the end of tiers for employees. Lance Pry, USA News.
To my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello.
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
In a fighter combi on a heavy trailhead full of zombies.
All right, here we are at 34 half the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of thoughts on the stories and people of the week. All this information comes, the work itself for the charts is done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They glean the story info they have by listening to a lot of the great talk radio programs locally and nationally around the country and put together this list, which is pretty reflective of most of the things. The reason they call it News Talk Radio is because it's talk about what's in the news. Hello. Duh. What a concept. And Taylor Swift and all of that hoopla, number 10. I don't know, ladies.
There's a theory going around. I don't know, Jay. Maybe you've heard it. But
what is it?
From the deepest, like, cockles of the internet. A lot of people say that can you believe even Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's romance has ties to politics? So the assertion is that somehow, so Taylor Swift has been registering voters. She registered like 40,000 in one day. Mm-hmm. She gets all these props from Gavin Newsom, who, of course, would like to be president and knock out the current inhabitants of the White House. And they match her with Travis Kelce, who has now been paid by Pfizer to become the leading voice of the new COVID vaccine. So there are a lot of people online that's saying all of this stuff is too convenient and that Kelce and Taylor Swift together, and everybody's going gaga about it, more so than any other romance or any other celebrity at football games, is somehow all tied back to this deep-seated effort to push more vaccines and more COVID stuff, basically.
Wow. I believe that this is a theory going around because there are a lot of different conspiracy theories. I think we talked about it recently this week of the whole magician's trick of look at the right hand so you see what the left hand, or you don't see what the left hand is doing. And there are these memes online about, oh, they're starting to pay too much attention to this. Unleash the information about the aliens. Nope, that didn't work. Let's tell them who killed Tupac. Not working? Okay, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. Let's get that going on. But if this is real, I'm here for it. He's a Cleveland boy, and I'm a Swiftie. And also, I'm kind of like, can NFL and news media not ruin this for them? It's like when you bring somebody you're dating home to meet the family for the first time, and you're like, guys, don't embarrass me.
They are obsessed, though, on the... Fine. It's just every time, like, anytime there's a break in the play, it's like, oh, there's Taylor Swift.
They're showing what she's doing. Yes, exactly. And did you see some of the things online, too, where people are like, if they talk about Taylor Swift being there one more time without mentioning that Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Blake Lively...
Right.
Sophie Turner are all there, like, I'm going to lose it. Yeah?
Well, I think you look at the story that attracted my attention was the report that the National Football League asked the people that are doing all the major networks, CBS, NBC, Fox, and ABC. I don't know if ABC is doing NFL, but I know the other networks are, to run commercials for Taylor Swift's concert movie next week and not have to pay for them. She's there, so run the spots. Help us out, pal.
Come on.
Yeah.
How about Taylor? She can't afford advertising on her own.
A 30-second spot on a football game costs about $1 million. So let's give her a free 37. Huh? Well, then they come back and say, well, look at all the extra women who are watching. You got 3 or 4 million more people watching your games. So that means the value of your advertising has gone way up. So help a pal out. Like, again, what you just said, Jennifer, I don't know that she's behind this, but somebody in her camp is behind it to ask for free advertising because we helped you boost your rates. And how do you argue against that?
Yeah.
The ratings are showing that there's at least 4 million plus more women watching the football games. They're not watching that. They want to see where, let's have a shot of Taylor Swift. And then, as you suggested, Jay, how much of this is too much for them if they really are going to be interested in each other? And can they do anything in privacy? Doesn't look like doing much.
Well, who was it recently? Josh Duhamel and Fergie. Josh Duhamel was talking about his relationship and his marriage to Fergie and that it essentially ended because of Hollywood pressure and media pressure and all of the, every time they were just under a microscope and the speculation of everything, and it wore on their marriage. I think there's a documentary going on with the Beckhams right now, and they're discussing a lot of this stuff, Victoria and David.
All right, number 9 on the People list this week, the focus on the presidential candidates. So this is a story that's very disturbing. Vivek Ramaswamy is in Iowa this week. Obviously, he's campaigning, and he has been talking about the Ukrainian situation, whether or not we ought to spend more money, where we should spend money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he's in Iowa, and he finishes an engagement, walks out to his car, and this bunch of people chase him into the car. They ram into his car. And they get out and they run around the car berating him. What the hell is the matter with people? Good God. You're going to ram into his car because you don't like what he said?
Well, And, you know, it's interesting because these stories are not getting a lot of attention. So that story kind of poked its head out.
Uh-huh.
It was a headline. They didn't even use his name. Well, you know, one leading candidate gets into a
Who didn't use his name? Well, what network? All the networks didn't use it, or just one that you're thinking of?
Well, I just, when the headline, like, popped up on my phone, it came from, I get headlines from everyone, but I remember it specifically, it came from Fox News. You would think they would use his name in the headline.
Yeah.
They didn't. But it's the same thing that I still shake my head about, that RFK Jr. was in L.A. a couple of weeks ago, and someone was trying to get him dressed as a U.S. Marshal with a gun, and you know the assassination patterns of the Kennedy family. I mean, holy smokes, why
California.
Are we talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
It's like these stories where people are getting threatened as candidates.
Well, this is the problem with guys like Musk and Zuckerberg controlling the news. The people at the New York Times that own all of the East Coast papers, the Post and the Post, I think, belongs to what's his face? They've owned the Boston Globe, and how many people on the West? It's all too much concentration of power in
well,
a few hands.
I don't think it's the power. I wonder about, like, editorial decisions, because that's where
we
always laugh about fake news, and Trump made that, like, a thing, right? Fake news media, all that stuff. But I think what's even more powerful than the fake news is the fact that the news media is choosing and controlling, like a gate, what information we're actually getting. And so I don't think there's less problem with, like, the Elon Musk.
I think that's the point, in part.
We want more of that, because at least if somebody's able to post about it, maybe you might
actually
get a look.
I'm not saying that about him. I'm saying that Zuckerberg is trying to control by doing what Jay explained he did to our account a couple of days ago. That kind of stuff has to go, but it doesn't because he's too powerful, and it's a private company, but yet people treat it, they think it ought to be, you know, they think freedom of speech ought to exist there. No! It's a private company. He can do what he wants. But that's because the ignorance is so pervasive in America now. The education system is so bad, and the fact that we don't teach civics, we don't teach business models. I mean, look at the model that Zuckerberg has created, like him or not. There's quite a business discussion there. It's taught in some of the colleges, but this is more your attitude toward news and information is basically built around the freshman or sophomore year in high school. That's where this objective thinking, if you will, how to think, not what to think, should be planted. Those ideas should be planted there. Now, let me go back, Jennifer, if I may, and Jay, to why Biden claims that he has to keep building the border wall. I think we touched on that. It is the number four story this week, and it does seem to be a turnabout. I'm not sure, actually, that people really understood. When I first read into it in a couple of different ways, I didn't really understand what they were saying. Is it really that they're going to go back to building the wall after they tore everything down? Is it really? And can they get away with that? How do they justify wasting all that money, and now they're going to go back to doing it because the election's coming up and people don't like it?
Yeah, including their own party. Because no matter how you look at the wall, or the border, there is a huge, not only a national security crisis, because we don't know who is coming into the country, but we've also given away control of the border to the cartels. And if you don't believe that, man, oh, man, all you have to do is look in the border states and you see all the drugs that are coming in. And as part of that, they're also trafficking children in. I mean, they have rape trees at the border where they put, like, underwear up of, like, little kids who, like, as a trophy shelf. I mean, it's unbelievably atrocious what's happening. And then that turns into a human rights issue because you have all of these women and children who are being abused in their
Trafficking. Yeah. So what they're doing, for those who haven't seen or heard this, basically the administration says that it wants to deport thousands of Venezuelans who have come into their country. What are they doing with the Haitians? There are a hell of a lot more Haitians.
Venezuelans are probably the most legit because they're the ones who have actually seen what Democrats in America want to do to this country, which is turn it socialist. And now you can't even get a loaf of bread and an aspirin in Venezuela. Those are probably the people with the most legitimate claims.
But why here? Let them go somewhere else. Why is it that they have to all come here?
Asylum rules under the UN are to the safest country that is closest to your home. Yeah. And yet you've got people coming over here seeking asylum from Iran, from China. These are not the closest country. This is not the closest country to everyone.
So,
but people exploit the asylum system. They throw their passports out. They just come in, and we take them, and we send them someplace, and
so,
they're here.
And this, the city of Chicago is probably a good or maybe a bad example of what we're talking about, because they're the city in the country that has been most overwhelmed by this problem. They don't know what to do. The services are being tapped. People that deserve the services versus those who don't. And you can say, Doug, well, how do you determine that? If you're a legal citizen of this country, you deserve to be treated better than somebody who's not. That's it. Bottom line, simple. But now we have a Framingham. We got 150 people here that nobody knows what to do. And there are cities and towns all over Massachusetts that have been just victimized by all these people. The buses come in, they dump them off in a hotel, and then it becomes your problem. And then the governor of Massachusetts said, well, we got to go to the feds to get more money to take care of them. No!
It's not a
what are they doing
problem.
Here? Put
Much
them
like,
on a bus and... Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
It's not a money problem. This is about enforcing our laws and about enforcing our borders. And that's it. I mean, I love it because everybody's big answer is, well, we'll just spend more money. We can build temporary shelters. No, that's a Band-Aid. We need to stop the flow. We need to keep track of people coming into the country. We need to make sure that, and by the way, not just for the reasons of national security and for our own safety, but also for theirs, because how would you like to come here and then live in the shadows your whole life? Let people figure out the way to legally immigrate to the country, keep it going, but let's not have people just running in willy-nilly.
All right. I wanted to spend time talking about Nancy Marks. I used to be with George Santos. She's pled guilty to federal conspiracy charges.
Uh-huh.
This is something, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Where do these people come from? All right, ladies, we'll pause now. It's 48 after the hour on the overview of what's going on News Talk Radio.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with ExtendoVite. Now time for us to discuss your car, problems with your car. How do you buy a car? What's for sale? What are the things that are implicating the cost, the implications for costs of cars? Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com, generally considered the foremost expert when it comes to automotive matters here in America, both on radio and television, social media, et cetera, et cetera. So we're happy to have Nick here, first of all, to talk about the strike against Ford and GM and Chrysler. Is there a deal? You're following this issue. That's part of your beat, if you will. So what's the progress, or is there any progress?
Well, they're not saying a lot, Doug, but it's a lot of, you know, grandstanding, and we're going to go on as long as it takes. We can't afford it, is what the companies are saying, and then the unions are saying, listen, we bailed you, we helped you bail out of bankruptcy, and now you're doing us a dirty. So it's a lot of talk from each side, but the inside scoop is they're actually closer to the deal than we actually think. I do know that these companies are ready to let this strike go on until next year. So the
really?
Only person, the only person again that I have said that suffers out of this is the auto buyer, unfortunately.
Let me interrupt you for that. How does that fit though? If they're not making cars, they can't sell cars, and therefore they can't make any money. So why there isn't that much of a backlog? And it was, if you go back to the COVID experience and what we've had since then, it's just now almost going back to normal, so they're going to kick it back to the way it was before when it was dysfunctional. I don't see how that works for them.
Yeah, I mean, there's several advantages for the car companies to drag it out. I mean, first of all, there's a bunch of cars on the lots that they want to get rid of. Remember, we're coming up
to a year. Most of those are electric.
Yeah, well, some of them are. Not 100%, but these are cars that we're getting ready for a year model change, so it really helps them sell out of those vehicles. Prices will go up.
which means that everyone except the buyer will suffer. And well, you know, the buyer will actually suffer. Everyone else makes money out of this. But the other thing that it does too is allow these car companies to not pay the workers. And that's the biggest expense that they have. Not all cars are made in America, by the way. Those cars that are made outside of America, like Canada, there's a lot of cars.
Mexico.
So there's a lot of cars made in those locales, and they'll still be coming in, and they're cheaper to make, and they get more profit on them. So ultimately, these car companies can probably last out until sometime in the spring if they had to. Now, there's no bad intention that we know of there from either side, but ultimately, it could be going on, and we could be seeing another drought in what's available on dealer lots.
Great. All right, there's also some scuttlebutt about the V8 engines, the big ones that are in Chrysler cars and the Jeep. It's the same engine because they belong to the same company. I think you told me about this a while back. If you want to, what was the model that the Jeep still had? Those big...
Yeah, the Jeep Wrangler 392, which has a V8 engine, 470 horsepower in it. Mm-hmm. I got confirmation yesterday that this vehicle does not meet the emission standards for 2024, and that means legally they won't be able to produce any in 2024 unless they put VIN numbers on them that are from the 2023 model year or from 2020, which of course they would never
do. Ah, no, of course not. No. But in the meantime, how dare we get so suckered into all this talk about emissions and the world going to hell if we don't, you know, we stop V8 engines. What's that going to do to save the planet?
Ultimately, people are walking it back. The UK just walked back their emission program and their small engine program by 5 years. They've extended it out. It's going to happen in the U.S. And even if we do sell these cars, and even if people do buy them, I mean, where are they going to charge them? I have a local Honda dealer here who is told by Honda to install 8 high-capacity chargers. His municipality told him he can't install more than 2, otherwise it'll overload his area of the grid. So it's a problem. It's a problem.
Yeah. Great. All right, so the price of gasoline going down. It's now averaging $3.79, $3.80 around the country. Supposed to go down to $2.99 by Christmas. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's a good relief for anybody that wants to travel. I never quite understand how it costs more to mix gasoline in different formulas for summer and winter. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and also diesel fuel, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So the idea is that we could have cheaper winter travel and go see our relatives and take advantage because we want to be on the road.
That's it. Let's have Willie sing on the road again. Can't wait to get back on the road again. Nick Miles here from our AutoExpert.com on the Good Day program. Friday time is 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.